when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
But sometimes, you know, if you hold out for a bit and if you put in the hard work and just be patient, you'll probably get more later than what you can get now.
This is Property Invest Story, where we talk to successful property investors, find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategy. I'm Tyrone Shum, and in this episode, we are back with Patricia Chi, property investor since the age of 19. We talk to Chi more about her fresh perspectives as a young investor, where and how she gathers information when looking for potential property investments, and also more on the marketing side of property investments. While Chi was never fearful of the industry, she did struggle to save for deposits during the initial stages of property investment.
When I was young, I was a little bit naive. So when I got started, I wasn't aware of anything that could really hold me back. But in saying that, the deposit was the hardest part of getting started.
Yeah. And how long did it take you to save up that deposit, and how much was it that you saved up?
It was about, I would say, about 3 years of pure saving. And I think I saved close to about 20 working part-time jobs. So I was living at home with my parents at the time. And I did put it into an interest-bearing savings account. When I was younger, Mum would take me to the bank with my piggy bank in hand, where I had all these coins, and she'd show me how to deposit cash at the counter. And then she'd explain to me that the interest that you're earning is adding to your savings. And, you know, that kind of just stayed with me for most of my life. So I thought, well, if I can do that in order to save for a deposit, then why not?
Despite her youth, Chi is aware of the concept of delayed gratification. And while she implements the mindset on herself, she also encourages others to do the same.
I think with I guess, Gen Y these days, they don't want to have that delayed gratification. They want it all now. They want all, you know, the information now, the latest cars, the bags now. But sometimes, you know, if you hold out for a bit and if you put in the hard work and just be patient, you'll probably get more later than what you can get now.
When it comes to mentors, Chi is a huge fan of Mark Cuban and his way of approaching investment, claiming that his ideals ring true to hers as well.
I'm a huge fan of Mark Cuban's logic on investing. So most of his philosophy on investments are aligned with the way I view investments. So one of my favourite quotes of his is, "Sweat equity is the most valuable equity there is. Know your business or your industry or your product better than anyone else in the world. And love what you do or don't do it." And I guess it's safe to say I love what I do. He's a great mentor for me to follow, just because the language he speaks, it fits well with me and it rings true to me.
Yeah, especially in that, you know, in his digital businesses that he's done in the past, because he's been very much a successful billionaire in that sense, to be able to build such large companies. I think it resonates with us as well, because it's so relatable to what is happening now.
And extremely relatable. Yeah. And it's not like he hadn't come from money. He had come from a working family. So even that part of it was extremely relatable for me.
While Chi has read and listened to many mentors while on a property investment journey, the best advice that has stuck with her is a quote from Jack Ma.
I was thinking about about this the other day because I get asked this quite often and it seems to change year by year. But I remember Jack Ma once said, your biggest asset is that you're young. So with him saying that, I kind of believe that we're born into the greatest generation this world has seen. We've got a platform and the time to make the mistakes that we need to make and to fix them as well. So what I can say to a lot of Gen Ys or new investors is just get out there and have a go and make it happen.
Chi is always careful when choosing an investment property, opting to research locally rather than invest too much time in areas outside of her target range.
Yeah, I picked a lot of it up from working in the property industry. I listened to Michael Yardney quite a bit just to understand his mindset on investing. But a lot of the research that I did was very much local research because I was investing in the Perth market. So I kind of researched the local councils that I was looking at purchasing in and really just putting a lot of the effort in there rather than going out to a property mentor which kind of covered all areas. I felt that might have been just too much of a wide range of ideas for me. I really only wanted to hone in on the areas that I was investing in at the time.
She also recommends turning to the local council for information when researching developing areas to invest in.
The local council has a wealth of information there and it's just a gold mine. It will, you know, if you know where to look, you can find out any zoning changes to rezone a block or an area to a higher density, which means you can ultimately develop on there, which ultimately means your property's worth a little bit more than if it was just a single dwelling. It tells you about the projects they've got going. So if you can see that the government is investing heavily in infrastructure in an area, you know that they're looking at growing the population in that particular area and the focus is really on that area to bring it into a place where lots of people want to live and you want to be investing in a place where lots of people want to be living.
After gathering information from the local council and researching online, Chi would do a map search to determine whether potential properties can be rezoned.
Once you do your research online in terms of the zoning in an area, then you start looking for properties that have come available for sale. And I usually do a map search. So I'll look at the pockets where they've rezoned. So it's got a higher density because usually not the whole suburb will undergo a rezone change. It will just be pockets in an area where it's near a school or, you know, near a shopping centre that will have higher density applied to it. So I'll start looking online in that respect. And then once I've got a short list of the properties that have potential to be rezoned, then I kind of try and focus on corner sites because they have two street frontages, which means you've got a bigger pocket to work with if you're not a battle axe block. So that's kind of my strategy.
While rezoning is not a common occurrence, Chi's research on her local councils and their future intentions with certain areas allows her to effectively plan for any potential investment property in any rezonage approved.
And it doesn't happen all that often, but I have found in Perth recently that it has happened in certain areas where the government is investing heavily in infrastructure. So Forestfield is a pure example of this, where they've put in a train station into that area. And Forestfield in the past was a pretty remote rural area, a lot of farmland, but a lot of new housing have gone in there. They've recently built new estates. So once you can see the plans of the government wanting to invest in a particular area, then that's when I start researching, are there any press releases on zoning changes in a particular area? And usually working in the property industry, you kind of get an understanding of where the government is focusing on. And usually once you get those tips, then you do your own research and you go and you talk to the council and you ask them what's the timeline, is it a definite, is it not? And it takes a really long time for approval to be given, but once it is, it's all worth it.
Coming up after the break, we'll delve deeper into Patricia Chi's investment strategy, where she reveals how her experience with marketing property has helped her grow her own property portfolio.
You naturally get attracted to properties that look great, that represent the kind of lifestyle a tenant would want.
The key habit to success in property investment?
In the morning, while I'm getting ready for work, I'm usually on YouTube listening to people that I absolutely admire.
Why particular mentors have been incredibly helpful for Chi on a property investment journey?
That's why I gravitate towards them more, is that I'd love to be the greatest at what I do.
And that's next. I'm Tyrone Shum, and you're listening to Property Investory. Are you looking at buying or investing in property? Don't panic. Property is still a great investment. Is it now the time to buy, sell, or hold? Find out from Australia's leading industry experts on how to take advantage of today's market. You'll learn the secrets to renovating for profit, or gain the knowledge, skills, and motivation to invest at the First Home Buyers Masterclass, plus much, much more. Whether you're a new or experienced investor, you can't miss the Sydney Property Buy Expo on the 7th, 8th, and 9th of September. Use the promo code PI for a 3-day free pass valued at $50. For tickets and more information, visit propertybuyexpo.com.au. When it comes to marketing side of property investment, Chi's job provides her with the knowledge and experience necessary to assist her in the development of her own portfolio.
When we market a property, we always have the impression that you've only got one chance to make a first impression, and so photography is critical, and professional photography is highly recommended rather than your iPhones. Written copy by a professional copywriter, that just helps build a picture of the kind of lifestyle the kind of buyer would be attracted to, and I guess just placement online and in print media. So we're firm believers that both online and print go hand in hand. They don't work as well in isolation. So, you want to cast your net as far and as wide as possible when you are marketing a property. So, yeah, print and online would be highly recommended if you have the marketing budget to do it.
Chi makes use of online portals as well as print media to spread knowledge of potential investment properties.
We use all the massive online portals, so your realestate.com, Domains and Realers are the main ones in WA, plus about 10 other more. And also an international website, I think it's juwei.com, so that targets the Asian market. We've got our own in-house magazine, which is distributed to 85,000 homes fortnightly, so that covers our print media side of things. And also we use social media, so Facebook and Instagram.
Knowing how to market a property has helped Chi with her own property portfolio, as it has allowed her to understand a buyer's or tenant's attitude in what they want from a property.
You naturally get attracted to properties that look great, that represent the kind of lifestyle a tenant would want. So, yeah, I think those properties get onto that shortlist, or what buyers would call their shopping list. And I guess when you're buying, you do want to be on that shopping list. You don't want to be excluded early on. I did a renovation a couple of years ago on one of my duplexes, and that worked in attracting a quality tenant. They've been in there quite long term now. So since I renovated, it would be 2 years now that they've been in there and regularly paying rent and keeps the place immaculate. So it certainly does help to attract the great tenants.
Chi is not afraid to implement huge renovations on her properties, recognising that it is necessary to attract long-term tenants or future buyers.
I gutted the kitchen, so I pulled the whole kitchen out and put in a new kitchen, repainted the whole place and updated the bathroom basin and the toilet. So little things like installing air conditioning, security system, Foxtel, allowing pets in. In the past, I think these were seen as a luxury, but now it's almost a given that you need to have these, what we call the one percenters, the one percenters that would make a tenant choose your property over someone else's. It's almost a given that you need to provide those essentials for them.
Due to the combination of Chi's own research and her experience with marketing properties, Chi has effectively grown her property portfolio to be worth a little over $2 million.
it's not positively geared. I'm negatively geared at the moment. It's worth about $2.2 million at the moment. I'd love to grow my portfolio to 10 properties. That would be an ultimate goal for me by the time I reach 40, which is still a fair few years away, but it creeps up on you. And I'd love to have them neutral by the time I reach 40 and hopefully positively geared by the time I get into retirement age. But I'm not really relying on rental income at the moment. That's not part of my strategy. It's more capital growth so that if I do sell in the future, I'd be able to fund my own retirement.
Chi accredits her morning routine of listening to inspirational speakers as the personal habit most contributing to her success.
In the morning, while I'm getting ready for work, I'm usually on YouTube listening to people that I absolutely admire. So aside from the ones that I've just named, these people aren't necessarily investors and they're not necessarily in the property industry. So people like John Stewart, Barack Obama, John Oliver and Sir Ken Robinson, just their outlook on life, in the broadest aspects, helps me apply their philosophy of what life is about to my own life. And I guess that filters nicely into the success I've had in property investment.
She likes to listen to their advice and guidance early in the morning to keep her inspired and productive for the rest of her day.
I think who you listen to in the morning is kind of sets the mindset that you're going to carry through tonight. So, yeah, I find it really therapeutic just to have those people in my ear each morning. I think my attraction to these particular mentors is that they're great at what they do, and they're in different industries, but I almost feel they're at the pinnacle of their industry. So I guess that's why I gravitate towards them more, is that I'd love to be the greatest at what I do. I guess that's my attraction to these kind of people.
When it comes to books, Chi is not a huge fan of property investment specific novels, instead opting to read about the journeys of successful company men and women.
A few years ago, I read The Everything Store, Jeff Bezos and the Age of Amazon. And I was really inspired by his journey, so I definitely recommend that as a read to anyone who wants to learn about the trial and tribulations of starting a company or starting an investment journey. It just puts it in a light where it's not smooth sailing, that you will come across issues that you might not necessarily know how to get over, but at the end of the day, it just helps the level of resilience in you to build.
If she met herself, say, 10 years ago, what would she say to her?
If I met myself 10 years ago, I'd probably tell her to buy more, but be sensible.
Yep. Excellent. And what are you most excited about in your property journey over, say, the next 5 years?
Definitely excited to see the capital growth work its magic, but also excited about the opportunity to do a development of my own.
Oh, okay. Share with us a little bit more about that. What kind of development are you looking at?
Yeah, so I've got two duplex sites that can fit two dwellings. At the moment, there's only one house on it. So I'd love to be able to demolish and build two and either rent them out or sell one and keep one.
She is also looking to further her areas of investment, possibly delving into the interstate market or the commercial market in the future. However, she acknowledges that investment in those markets would take much more preparation and research.
I would love to dip my toes in the interstate market and in commercial as well. So that's definitely on the radar for me, but I guess I need to do a little bit more research on what areas if I was to invest interstate. Because part of me choosing property as a vehicle to invest is that I'm quite risk adverse, so I like investments that I know will work in the long term, and because I don't know the interstate market as well as I wish I did, it just take a little bit more research to calm those nerves and then I'd be ready to jump into it.
For those who are interested in contacting Patricia Chi, she's opened a Facebook group for young Australian property investors.
So I've started a closed Facebook group called Young Property Investors Australia just recently. So they're more than welcome to join that particular group. And on there is an open forum where you can ask any questions or share your highs and lows of property investment. And you'll be talking to like-minded people who are sharing theirs as well. So more than welcome to jump into that group. And the reason I decided to start it is that I get asked quite often, you know, what's your journey like? How did you get into it? And it's usually by a lot of Gen Ys. And I guess just to highlight, you know, the importance of saving a good deposit and delayed gratification, you know, a lot of the philosophies that our parents had but never really filtered down to our generation now, I kind of wanted to start this group to highlight those important milestones to young property investors in Australia.
You can also contact Chi through her email.
So I've got an email address. It's patricia.chia, so patricia.chiah@hotmail.com. They're more than welcome to send me an email and ask any questions that they want, and I'll try my best to answer it.
Thank you to Patricia Chi, our guest on this episode of Property Invest Story. If you want to hear more about her journey, then visit our website at propertyinvestory.com. Simply type in the search bar Patricia Chi and select that episode to learn more about her story. Also, are you looking at buying property in 2018? Would you like expert tips and advice on the best ways you can purchase property? Whether you're a new or experienced investor, learn from the experts by downloading the Property Investment Buying Handbook. It contains the best tips and advice from 37 of Australia's leading property experts. Simply visit propertyinveststory.com and subscribe to get your copy right now. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.